Hello, everyone, and welcome to another informative episode of the Florida Business Forum podcast. Let's open the Florida Business Forum floodgates and let the information begin to flow. Here's your Florida Business Forum information guru and anchorman, Sam Yates. Hello, everyone. The information floodgates are indeed open. The information is flowing for yet another episode of the Florida Business Forum. We take great pride in filling a void of business news that the newspapers and broadcast outlets sort of have abandoned local news coverage, and in particular, business news and news about non-for-profits. So today, I have some important business news to share with you, because it's my pleasure to welcome to the program Attorney Joseph Rosen to help us with a whole bunch of information. We're going to talk about LLCs. We're going to talk about critical information that you need from a corporate standpoint. So, Attorney Joseph Rosen, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be here.
You know, I always like to get a little background about my guests to set the stage. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, Sam. So I'm an attorney. I practice law in Florida. Real brief background. I graduated from the University of Florida Law School in 1999. I worked for a couple of firms in South Florida for a couple of years in the early 2000s. Spent a few years in Atlanta. Came back to South Florida in Palm Beach County after 2006. I worked for a small law firm, a condominium law firm in Palm Beach County from 2006 to 2010. And in 2010, I opened up my own law practice. I've been practicing law on my own since 2010 in my solo practice. And I do a combination of business law as well as insurance claims.
You know, I hear a lot of my business associates talking about insurance because it's Florida, and we'll get into that. But one of the topics that invariably comes up more times than not is something that really could have some impact on each and every person listening right now if they're in business, and that is the Corporate Transparency Act. Tell us what that is and why we as business owners should be paying attention.
Well, Sam, the Corporate Transparency Act is something that I think any business owner in Florida, as well as anywhere in the United States, should be aware of. In a nutshell, the Corporate Transparency Act is a law that was enacted by Congress. It's administered by the U.S. Treasury Department. And it's administered by the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. In a nutshell, Sam, the Corporate Transparency Act, and I call it the reporting law, what it basically does is it requires just about anybody who has a corporation or an LLC, whether you're in Florida or anywhere in the country, to provide reporting information about that company to the U.S. Treasury Department and the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. For short, I call them FinCEN. But it is a reporting obligation. And Sam, it's mandatory. And anybody who has a corporation or LLC should definitely be mindful of it.
Are there exceptions, or is it a you must do this, no exceptions?
So the law is mandatory. So if you have a corporation or an LLC, very, very likely you'll have a mandatory reporting obligation. But I will say this, Sam, the law does have certain exemptions. So there are certain types of companies that do not have to comply with the reporting obligation to the U.S. government. Technically speaking, I'm not going to get into every single exemption. There's actually 23 of them. For the most part, I would say, if you're a small corporation or if you're a small LLC, generally speaking, the law will probably apply to you. But Sam, I can give you a couple examples that would satisfy the exemption if you'd like.
Sure. Joe, before we do that, I just want to make sure our audience, anyone watching or listening right now, you are an attorney and you're not giving advice. This is not legal advice. This is a discussion. Based on this discussion, if someone wants advice, they should reach out and consult with you.
That's correct. And let me just affirm what you just said. I'm not here to give legal advice to any particular individual. They would always have to consult an attorney. This is meant to be kind of educational in nature.
Perfect. Now, before you go into some of those examples on an educational platform, right now I can tell you the phone should be ringing because somebody's going to go, whoa, what? I need to talk to this gentleman right away. How can they get in touch with you?
So, Sam, anybody can get in touch with me. First, I'll give my phone number, the best number that they can reach me at. It's 954-560-7538.
Very good. Now, those exceptions, without going into all the details, you said you had a couple of examples that would give an overview.
Yes. So there are certain types of business entities or entities that do not have to comply with the reporting obligation. I'll give you a couple of examples. For example, if you're an accounting firm, you don't have to worry about the reporting obligation. Another example would be, Sam, a tax-exempt entity. That would be, for example, like a charity. If you're a nonprofit charity, you're a 501c3, you don't have to comply with the reporting obligation. And I'll give one more example, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Another example would be what's called a large operating company. So, Sam, if let's say you have a business with, let's say, at least 20 employees, and your revenue, your previous annual revenue was at least $5 million in receipts a year, then you don't have to, that you'll fit within the exemption and you don't have to report. So ultimately, Sam, this law really applies to small businesses.
In preparation for having you here on the program, that, as I said, that is one of the things that my business peers talk about. And the phrase that's tossed around is beneficial owner. What does that part of all of this mean?
So, Sam, a beneficial owner is a very important part of this reporting law. Okay, under the reporting law, what you have to do when you report to FinCEN, to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, part of the reporting obligation is you have to report what's called a beneficial owner. So what is a beneficial owner? The law defines a beneficial owner as two possibilities. A beneficial owner of a company is somebody who exercises substantial control over the company. In other words, they have decision-making authority. I can give you an example if you'd like.
Sure.
So an example of someone having decision-making authority, let's say we're talking about a corporation. It could be like the president of the company. Okay. If we're talking about an LLC, it could be the manager. Okay. That would be a beneficial owner. Another definition of a beneficial owner is anybody who owns at least 25% of the company. That would also be a beneficial owner.
So definitely our small businesses out there who are LLCs or sole proprietors, you got to take care of this. When's the deadline? What type of deadline are we facing?
So Sam, if I could, can I make a quick correction?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you're an LLC or a corporation, you do have a reporting obligation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a sole proprietor and you're not an legal entity, you actually do not have a reporting obligation.
Aha.
Just wanted to clarify.
Absolutely. So I, you know, and that is something that our business group in particular, several members are sole proprietors, and they were just absolutely petrified of what do we do. So I certainly will pass on that tidbit. But, you know, we are all of us in business for a reason, and we look at the different types of business classifications to benefit us the most. And I think a lot of people come up with a conclusion of three little letters, LLC. Good decision?
Yeah, I do a lot of LLC setup for my clients and for business owners all over the state of Florida. And of course, I'm not giving legal advice, as you know.
Right.
But I would say that the LLC has become, in my experience, the predominant form of business ownership, especially in Florida. And for a lot of reasons, and I can give you a few of them, it's probably not a bad idea if you want to set up a business. A business owner should think about doing an LLC.
Some of the reasons for that would be?
So I can give a couple of reasons why setting up as an LLC would help a business owner. The first, and I would say the most obvious reason, and I think that most lay people would even be aware of this, is called what I would describe as limited liability protection. So what does that mean? If you set up a business and you incorporate as an LLC, your business is going to have liabilities and risks. You'll have obligations to vendors. You'll have obligations to other people and businesses. Those risks and obligations will be the risks of the business. And as the owner of the LLC, you'll be shielded from the liabilities of the business. So liability protection is one of the most important examples, one of the most important reasons you should have an LLC. That's one reason.
Mm-hmm. When you talk with businesses and they come in for a consultation, someone starting a new business, if they balk at an LLC and want to go another direction, what are the other options than an LLC?
So if a business owner comes to me and for whatever reason they don't want to do an LLC, I would probably generally advocate a corporation. That would be the only other honestly realistic alternative for a small business owner.
What are you seeing in today's business climate from the small to medium-sized businesses coming into Florida? Are we seeing an increase? What type of businesses in your personal contact realm are you seeing? Just sort of a feedback report from Joe Rosen.
Well, I can only speak from experience. What I get from people who call me in Florida and outside of Florida, I get a lot of people who, for example, I'll get people who are in the medical profession. They might be a psychotherapist or psychologist. A lot of people want to set up business entities. I'll get that. I will get people who just basically want to set up your mom and pop type of business, a landscaping type of business, any type of small business. I will hear about. And a lot of people who call me, they want to incorporate because they understand that incorporation just makes sense from a liability point of view.
From the standpoint of someone coming to you, you work with them to get their business set up. How do you proceed from there? Do you continue to consult with them? Are you there for them? What's a typical client like that comes in to see you?
Sure. So just to reiterate, Sam, I'm a general business attorney. Mm-hmm. So I provide business services for, again, my target clientele are small business owners. So what I do in a nutshell is when somebody comes to me, I'll set them up. I'll set up their business, whether it's an LLC or corporation. I'll get them legally set up. I get their tax ID number. I help them get off the ground. And then once they get off the ground, I always advise them. I always think it's important for them to get an accountant. I'm not an accountant. And I always tell them, you do not want to start a business without accounting assistance. So I always put them in touch with an accountant, or I tell them to get in touch with an accountant. And then after they get set up, Sam, what I do is I do provide what I call general ongoing legal services. And so if the business owner, for example, needs a contract done, I can do a contract. If they have a partner, I can also help them set up a business partnership agreement. And if they come up with issues down the road, I'm always there to help them out because, like I said, I provide general services for business owners.
You know, that idea of helping them when they have partners, been there, done that. Some of the situations I've been in with businesses that didn't exactly work out, the partnership agreement, had it not been a good partnership agreement, I probably would have lost a good friend and perhaps lost a future business partner again. So that can be critical, can't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, if we're talking about LLCs, one of the things that's very important, and I didn't actually mention this before, one of the things that's very important in setting up an LLC, whether you're in Florida or in another state, but I'm particularly talking about Florida, is just setting up the LLC alone may not be enough. If you have a partner and you have somebody that you're sharing the business with and you're sharing the profits with, it's not a bad idea to do what's called an operating agreement. And in a nutshell, Sam, an operating agreement is basically an agreement between the owners of the LLC.
Insurance. I wasn't quite sure if we were going to have time to go into insurance. A lot of people are doing this. They're wringing their hands over insurance, both for automobile and property. What are your clients seeing, and how are you advising them? And talk to us a little bit about what you do in the insurance sector.
So in the insurance sector, real brief, there's two areas of insurance I handle as an attorney. I do property damage claims and life insurance benefit claims. As far as the property damage goes, in a nutshell, what I do is, let's say you're a homeowner, Sam, and you live in Florida, and your home got damaged from a storm, or you have this pipe leak, you submit a claim to the carrier, and unfortunately, your carrier is not being cooperative. What I do is I step in, I help the homeowner recover their insurance from the carrier. So I provide representation to the homeowner.
You know, I have to say that I'm a member of the Gold Coast Builders Association, the GCBA, on the board of directors. So we police a lot of our members to make sure that they are doing things correctly with the homeowner. But many times we see, after hurricanes in particular, or whatever's type of disaster, out-of-state, unlicensed people come in and try to do things with homeowners. And the first thing that out-of-state unlicensed contractor may say is, well, turn over all the insurance to me and I'll take care of it. Bad thing to do, without giving advice, but it sounds like a bad thing to do.
So without giving advice, and Sam, I can tell you in my own experience in my practice for the last 13 or 12 or 13 years, I get a lot of calls from people out of state who unfortunately might have a house or a home or a second home in Florida. And a lot of times they might have had a bad experience with what I call a fly-by-night contractor. Okay. And unfortunately, I've had a few experiences with clients who may have hired a contractor, so to speak, and it turns out they got defrauded by them. And in some of my experience, I found that when one of my clients or a would-be client hired this contractor in South Florida, it turned out that they weren't registered with the state, or they didn't have a license, or they weren't properly vetted. So one of the things that I would say to any homeowner, whether they're in Florida or out of state, if you're going to deal with a contractor, number one, you've got to make sure that they're licensed and you've got to check with the state. That's number one. And you should not hire a contractor if they do not have a valid license.
Or insurance. That's another thing. Absolutely. They have to have their own insurance. If there's an accident on your property and they injure themselves, you don't want to lose your house or something like that.
Yes. And to add to that, I agree with you, Sam, they have to have insurance. And not only that, if you're looking to hire a contractor, don't be afraid to ask the contractor for a certificate of their insurance. If they can't provide you with a certificate, I would probably go the other way.
And I'm going to go back and give a big plug for our Gold Coast Builders Association, serving all of Palm Beach County, down into Broward County as well, with our members, but literally building all over the state. If you have a question about whether or not that particular builder contractor is in good stead, one of the things you can do is go to our website, the Gold Coast Builders Association website, and see if they're a member. Professional organizations, usually membership in an organization usually means that member is in good stead and is trying to do things correctly. Any prospect of insurance relief on the horizon from what you're seeing from your professional vantage point for those of us who are homeowners?
Well, what I would say to a homeowner in general, if they have an insurance claim, number one is don't sit on it. Don't sit on the claim. Make sure that you file your claim as soon as possible and do your due diligence. And what do I mean by due diligence if you have an insurance claim? Make sure you take photographs of the damage. Make sure you collect your receipts and your invoices for any payments you make to rectify the damage. And also cooperate with the insurance company. Don't be uncooperative. I think if you stick to those things, and if you feel like you're in over your head, don't be afraid to contact an attorney for assistance.
And that is certainly assistance that you can provide. And again, how may someone contact you?
So I'll start out with my phone number, if that's okay.
Yep.
So they can reach me at 954-560-7538. And can I give an email address?
Absolutely.
So, Sam, a good email to reach me at would be Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, at rosenlawboca.com.
Now, you are located in Palm Beach County. You serve, theoretically, you can serve anyone in the state, but you concentrate on the south east coast of Florida, the Gold Coast primarily.
Yes, my law firm is located in South Palm Beach County. I do cater mostly to South Florida, but I can represent people all over the state.
Attorney Rosen, I have one more question before we begin to wrap the program up. And that question is perhaps the most important question of the entire program. Can you come back for another episode at some point in the future?
Sam, I think that would be great, and I hope you'd have me.
I absolutely will. And for our listeners, you know, I have to say that I do go through a vetting process before having guests on. And one of the reasons that I do that is I want to make sure that our guests are able to share information with you, help educate you in the many aspects of the different types of businesses that we have here, and leave you with information and also with an ability to follow up and do additional conversation with the guests. So, Attorney Joe Rosen, my pleasure to have had you here on the program today.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to look forward to having Joe back on again in the future. But for today, I'm your host, Sam Yates, with the Florida Business Forum. Have a great day, everybody.
The Florida Business Forum is dedicated to showcasing Florida businesses and CEOs of all sorts to promote their business or not-for-profit in the only business forum of its type in Florida. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, have a great day, everyone, and stay tuned for more business.